And let's quickly take a look at a reality check. This is a vaccine which will take its time coming. It will be manufactured. It's not easy to make vaccines. You know, production is not easy. And that's why, to some extent, we are struggling as well. But to what extent? What is the reality on the ground? We are asked this question of all our NDTV colleagues across the country, and we'll see their reports in just a short moment. Monidipa files her report from Kolkata, Uma files it from Hyderabad, Ratnadeep from Guwahati, Sukirti is going to join us in just a short moment from Delhi, Harsha Kumari Singh from Jaipur, and Nasir Masoodi from Srinagar. What exactly is the situation as far as vaccine shortage is concerned? Nationwide status check right here on NDTV. I would like to introduce Sukirti now first. Sukirti, by when are we expecting the Sputnik doses to be rolled out, and how many doses will be available? I think that's the most important question before we
get
into
vaccines.
The expert
panel of the Indian drug regulator today has recommended an approval for Sputnik V. Now, this could become India's third vaccine after Covaxin and Covishield, and the development is significant because of how high its efficacy is at 91.6% only after Pfizer and Moderna. Now, if we are looking at the timelines for the rollout of Sputnik V in India, then it could take anywhere between 2 to 3 months for us to see for the first rollout. There is no official word, though, about the timelines, but that is what things look like at this point of time. There are certain procedural issues with this entire process. One is that the manufacture of Sputnik V in India has not yet started. Sputnik V, of course, has tied up, or RDIF has tied up with Dr. Reddy's laboratories in India for supplying at least 250 million doses over the course of the next 12 months. But in the beginning in India, in the next 2 to 3 months, we might see that India might first import stocks of Sputnik V from Russia, and then we may start seeing our own indigenously manufactured vaccines being rolled out in the country. So the manufacturing process, there are permissions that have to be given for it, and that is what could lead to delay in the process. There are, of course, 4 to 5 other pharmaceutical companies as well with which RDIF has tied up, but none of these companies have manufacturing permission at this point of time. So those processes will take a certain amount of time.
Sukirti, but what are you hearing from the government on the availability of vaccines all over the country? And how is the government planning to overcome this challenge of supply side problems?
As far as the vaccine shortage in India is concerned, there were at least 11 states that had flagged vaccine shortage issue to the central government. Central government continues to deny that there is any vaccine shortage. They've been saying that it is efforts at misinformation or it is politicization by opposition parties. But what is happening on ground is that in certain areas, at least especially in Maharashtra and Mumbai, there were at least 70 vaccination centers that had remained shut over the weekend. At least 60 of those resumed today because the supplies have been replenished. So that is what is happening at least in the bigger states. But of course, in certain other smaller states like Odisha, for example, 900 vaccination centers continue to be shut because supplies have not been restored. So while center is making certain efforts in gradual phases to replenish the supplies on ground, there are many other states that are still struggling, and the Union Health Ministry is yet to come out with a clear word on what is the vaccine availability status at this point of time.
That's really the problem, because there is absolutely no clarity on the numbers, on the day-to-day, daily numbers, when this is going to get better. And it seems that now, post the Prime Minister saying that now we should concentrate more on testing, it also appears to be an effort being made by the government that we talk less about vaccines and talk more about other things, whereas that really cannot be the case. Vaccines should be top of the mind focus right here for everyone, including the government. Okay, let's shift focus to Rajasthan, where my colleague Harsha Kumari Singh now joins us. Harsha, we remember that Rajasthan, we clearly remember your report. Rajasthan was among the first few states who had highlighted this problem to the center, that we are running out of doses. This was, a couple of days, many days ago, actually, I remember. What is the situation right now?
Well, absolutely. And after that report, in fact, they moved about 14 lakh plus vaccines to Rajasthan. But you see, now they have stepped up the pace of vaccination and the supply is just not keeping up. So Rajasthan did, in fact, today it crossed more than 1 crore. It's done more than 1 crore of its population so far. So after Maharashtra, that's number two, it's vaccinating on an average about 5 lakh people per day. And, you know, the vaccine supply really, last evening they received 4 lakh vaccines plus, which have actually will run out by tomorrow. In fact, mid-afternoon tomorrow it will run out. So they have again, the Chief Minister has written to the Prime Minister, said that, you know, keep the vaccination going, because if you're going to celebrate Tika Utsav, as the central government wants everybody to celebrate, if you're going to do Tika Utsav, then we must have the Tikas, right? And it's okay to send the vaccinations, but from here to, say, move to Jaisalmer, which is more than 500 kilometers away, it does take some time. So the problem really is in getting these vaccines out to smaller places. That's where the shortages are happening. Though, of course, in Jaipur, as of today, vaccinations went off quite well. In fact, across Rajasthan, they didn't have to shut down any centers. But then let's see what happens tomorrow.
Yes, I think that's very, very significant because right now what is happening is that each state has a capacity. They want to ramp up their capacity. But is the production of the vaccine or the supply of the vaccine matching that pace? And that seems to be the big problem in state after state. Before we go to Uma Sudhir now joins us from Hyderabad. Before we go to her, let's quickly put that point that Harsha made in her presentation. You know, the Prime Minister said Tika Utsav, celebrate vaccination, vaccinate more. But what happened on day one of the Tika Utsav? Quite the opposite. In fact, on Tika Utsav day one, we as a country vaccinated less than what we achieved in the past, only 29 lakhs. This figure was higher on 10th of April, even higher on 9th of April, much higher on the 8th of April. But on the first day of Tika Utsav, it's down to 29 lakhs. Why is this? Is this because of the lack of vaccines or generally because of the manner in which things are? Let's get in a report from Hyderabad. Uma Sudhir now joins us. Uma, can you just give us a summary of Hyderabad, of Telangana, the state, Andhra Pradesh, because these were the two states accused of having wasted the maximum amount of vaccines.
To the credit of Telangana, Sanket, in fact, they have put out figures very, very clearly and not using their own figures, but the figures available with the central government in the COVID software, in the EVIN software, and saying that their wastage is, in fact, not as pointed out 17%, but about 1 to 2%. They have been steadily showing us the figures about how much they have received, how much has been used, and this is all figures that have to be collated with the central government. Second, coming to the question of shortages, yes, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy had asked, in fact, the central government to supply them with 25 lakh doses of vaccine. We had reported that Nellore, West Godavari, several centres had in fact closed down because there were no vaccines. And after the video conference, he had written to the central government asking for those vaccines. And yet, you know, first day of vaccination, he had said we are going to do 8 lakh during this Tika Utsav. But that's not what happened. 56,000 is the day numbers that they did on day one. And just about less than 6,000 is what we understand happened on the second day, because vaccines were actually not available. But yes, when I contacted the health department, they did tell us that they're going to be getting 4.4 lakh doses of vaccine. Ironically, 2.4 lakh from Pune and 2 lakh from Bombay, from where also we have been, in fact, reporting shortages, I guess. On the other hand, in Telangana, again, Telangana's Chief Secretary Somesh Kumar wrote saying that we have run out of vaccines completely and we are, going to be having only 2 days of vaccines or 3 days of vaccines. He said that on Saturday. And they had big plans for Tika Utsav once again. In fact, Ugadi falls tomorrow, and they said even on Ugadi Day we'll be working because we want vaccination as a priority. They said we will have 100% of our frontline workers also getting vaccinated. But yes, once again, they were very, very short of vaccines, and that's one reason why they asked for an emergency tranche. And just now I've got a message from the health secretary saying that they have received their 4.62 lakh and therefore they should be doing good. But yes, we had reported last week that less than 50% of the frontline workers have been vaccinated. The chief minister reacted and said that in this week, in one drive, we are going to finish 100% vaccination among frontline workers. But this is what we found at a center right in the heart of Hyderabad.
Rush of GHMC sanitary workers at a government school in Mushirabad that has been converted into an exclusive vaccination center for frontline workers.
NDTV had reported last week that less than 50% of the frontline workers have got vaccinated. Subsequently, the chief minister had said that within a week, 100% of the frontline workers must be vaccinated. But you can see the mad rush that is happening here. This is inside the vaccination room that we are talking about, and a huge number of people here waiting here. And if actually Nagraj fans outside, you will see there are more people here as well rushing at the door waiting that their turn should come in for the vaccination itself. No social distancing at all. Yes, they are wearing a mask, but some of them are not either. And I will also show you that the vaccine stock has actually run out. The sister here tells us that she had come with about 130 doses of the vaccine, and she's left with hardly about 20-25 doses now. And how is she going to vaccinate all these people? That's going to be a big challenge.
The vaccination center itself has become a COVID risk with the crowding. Many anxious sanitary workers had to return disappointed. The Telangana government had on Saturday said they are running out of vaccine and asked for 30 lakh doses. The center has promised to deliver 3.62 lakh doses on Monday.
It's Ugadi festival, but still there is going to be a huge rush. The vaccinators, the nurses, all of them are going to continue with the vaccination drive, because a more important Tika festival is on in the country. A drive in order to vaccinate the maximum numbers, but the problem has become the short supply of the vaccine itself.
In Hyderabad, with camera person Nagraju, Uma Sudhir, NDTV.
So in a state that will see 8 phases of polls, 4 of which are already done, 4 more left, where there has been a surge of 378% in the COVID cases in the past 14 days. Obviously, politicians are very busy in the election process. But Monidhipa Banerjee took a break from this election campaigning and decided to visit some of these COVID centers, hospitals. What is the situation in the poll-bound West Bengal, in the hospitals in West Bengal? Monidhipa Banerjee with this reality check.
The West Bengal government has said that there is a vaccine shortage and 4 lakh vaccines are expected today. But some hospitals, this one, Amri, in Salt Lake, which is in North 24 Parganas district, has run out. In fact, it has run out since the 10th of April, and even today, so far we know, they haven't got fresh stocks just yet. This is the condition in this hospital in North 24 Parganas district. Also, the same hospital's branch in South 24 Parganas district at Mukundapur has the same problem. Sir, you had come to the hospital, why?
For taking vaccine.
And what happened?
They said that no vaccine has come, so they are not able to provide.
So have you come for first dose or second dose?
First dose.
First dose?
Yes.
How old are you, sir?
I am 74. When I came to know that vaccines are available here, I came here and today my luck.
No vaccine available. Sir, apna आपको क्या हुआ, आप आए थे वैक्सीन लेने के लिए?
हमको वैक्सीन का बुकिंग था 12 तारीख आज यहाँ पर।
फर्स्ट डोज या सेकंड?
हाँ फर्स्ट डोज।
अच्छा, फिर
वो अभी वही बोलते गवर्नमेंट से वैक्सीन आया नहीं आज,
तो क्या होगा?
क्या होगा, हम खड़ा है बोलते नहीं आया आज, होगा नहीं।
बहुत सारे राज्यों से बोल रहे हैं एक क्राइसिस हो रहा है, तो इस आपको क्या लगता है सरकार को क्या करना चाहिए?
वैक्सीन तो अवेलेबल करनी चाहिए और क्या, सबको लेना चाहिए।
आई नो, सो सबको लेना चाहिए वैक्सीन, ही सेज, बट देयर इज नन ओवर हियर, अ प्रेडिकमेंट दैट मेनी पीपल लाइक दीज टू जेंटलमैन आई हैव मेट एट दिस हॉस्पिटल आर फेसिंग। With Anurag Tripathi, Manavita Banerjee, NDTV.
So another state where elections took place, all the three phases are complete, and Assam has vaccine stocks till the 16th of April. Ratnadeep gets us this reality check on the vaccines from his state.
Apart from ramped up COVID testing after the COVID surge in Assam, after the elections got over, now there is a focus on the vaccinations as well. We are at the vaccination center at the Guwahati Medical College Hospital. However, in most of the vaccination centers in Assam, there is hardly any rush. In fact, what we have picked up from the sources in the health department of Assam is that the state till now has vaccinated over 15 lakh people. This includes the health workers and the frontliners, as well as the state still has a storage or a reserve stock of 1,90,000 vaccines that would last for another 2-3 days, and the state is going to get a major consignment of vaccine on 16th of April. So the authorities are saying that at this moment there's not much crisis in terms of the vaccine, but if the vaccines don't come in time, there might be a situation where there might be crisis. This is the vaccination room. The the vaccinators are preparing for the next stage of vaccination. On the other room, you can see people who have been vaccinated are being kept. They are monitored. So clearly now the focus perhaps for Assam at this point of time would be to make sure that the Bihu festival passes off without much surge.
And let's now also talk about Jammu and Kashmir. We also get you a reality check of vaccines and whether there is a vaccine shortage there or not. Nazir Masoodidi, he filed this report.
I'm outside a vaccination center in Srinagar. According to officials, all the 1,300 vaccination centers are functional. They have stocks for what they say for another 3 days. 1,50,000 doses. They say on an average they administer 50,000 doses in Jammu and Kashmir, and they have sent a requisition for another 30 lakh doses. If they arrive in time, then there would be no problem. If there is some delay, which means there would be a problem. But here in this center, not many people are here. And also Dr. Naveen Murthy, who is head of department here, just as this hospital and leading person who is on the forefront in fight against COVID. Definitely tell us what is the situation about this condition of vaccine. Are you enough such having enough supplies?
Yes, right now we are having enough supplies. We have a vaccination center here which is running almost for all of the week except for one day. And we are getting here off late, we are getting a good response. Initially there was a lot of hesitation in the patients regarding vaccination. There were so many myths which were circulating in the social media. Now since then there has been a major success in the number of cases, and we have tried our best through every medium to communicate to the people about the safety and the effectiveness of the vaccine. So the people are coming, right? As of now, we are having enough supplies.
So what about the bed position in your hospital? Because this is the biggest COVID center.
Of late, we are seeing that the number of patients, you are seeing that the number of patients taken for 2 per day. For the whole UT is around 900 to 1,000. And of this, we are seeing that there is a surge in the number of patients who are symptomatic. So we are right now running almost to a full capacity in the designated our hospital. We, whatever beds are available with us, have been occupied.